Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, and this is Wonderful Wednesday. Today, we're going to talk about three ways to see the real you. This is going to let you know if you have some self-imposed limits. Now, there are times when we need to kind of tug our own coattail and put some restraints on some of the things that we're doing that aren't good for us, but there are also times when we need to let go and think in terms of all the amazing possibilities that we are capable of bringing to the table. All of the unlimited things that we can do to build our ultimate dream life and our ultimate dream business. So I'm going to give you three ways to see the real you. We don't always know when we're holding ourselves back. We don't know when we are not living up to our full potential. And sometimes we do, because you can feel it. But even when you aren't living up to your full potential and you aren't getting the things that you want and bringing the things that you want into your life, sometimes we blame others. We step into blame game mode. So no matter where you are in your life, if you have not reached the level of success that you desire, if you don't have the life that you desire on the personal side, meaning personally with friends, family, yourself, and lifestyle, okay, the way you live on a daily basis, if you don't have these things, then maybe it's time to try and figure out if this is how your life is really supposed to be, or if you are denying the real you. We live in a society today where if you say good things about yourself, or you take care of you, or you go for the highest and best, you're automatically put under the category of being a narcissist. Well, a narcissist is a psychological disorder. And so just because you want something nice, you want a better life, you want to have great things, you want to have better relationships, you want to have the ultimate business, and you want it to be big, you want to live your life out loud, live big, not small, that does not make you a narcissist. Because here's the thing, in order for you to get the life that you want, you are going to have to put some attention on you. Because whatever it is you bring into your life, it's going to be based on your self-development, your personal development, where you spend your time, who you spend your time with, and what you spend your time doing. And so if that means that you have to put yourself in a category where this is all about you being your best, then hey, narcissism it is. So let's get to three reasons to see the real you, or three ways that you can see the real you. It is time for you to look in that mirror and tell yourself how amazing you really are. Now, here's how you know when you are being someone that's not authentic, someone that you're not supposed to be. You're operating at a level at which you're not supposed to operate. And we're talking about a lower level. We're never talking about a higher level. As human beings, we're designed to go for our highest and best based on what we're capable of doing, based on what we're willing to put into our personal growth. And it's amazing. And I have to say this, I'm amazed at how people want to have so much. And not everybody, but a lot of people think that it's going to come from the government, that the government is responsible, as if the government is like these are your parents, and you're like grown-ups with parents now, or parents who are still treating you like a teenager. And that's not how it's supposed to be when it comes to you getting your best life. At the end of the day, we are each responsible for going for our highest and best. We are each responsible for investing in our own success. And whatever that means to you, make sure that you're tracking it and you're doing it. If you're not getting the results that you desire, then you can better believe that on some level, you are not operating at the level that it takes for you to bring what it is you want into your life. So here is the first way to see the real you. In order for you to see yourself, you need to pay attention to your goals, your visions, and your dreams. When you're not really thinking about it and you're not all wrapped up in it, what are you wishing for your life? What do you visualize? What are you hoping for? How do you wish your life could flow? Whatever it is that those thoughts are, that's the real you. And we're talking about, once again, highest and best. My caveat in this case is that if you're thinking in a less than mode, that's not you, because you're amazing. And you know, I heard someone say, oh, not everybody is meant to be rich. Not everybody is gifted. No, everybody has some talent. And yes, I think we each have our special gifts. But when it comes to like, financial wealth or financial monies, riches rather, that depends on what you consider to be rich. Okay. So whatever it is you think it takes for you to have your highest and best life, then that makes you rich. So some people can be happy with just making six figures a year. Some people need to have six figures plus. Some people need to have seven, and some want to have high seven, eight, you know, and the numbers go up, up, up and up. And so there's nothing wrong with that, because here's the thing, hypothetically speaking, okay, no, let's make this real. If you become a billionaire, then maybe it's because you had the know-how, you put in the work to make that happen, and maybe you were destined to make that kind of money so that you can help some others to kind of get a hand up, give them a hand up to help some other people succeed who didn't have your smarts, but they have smarts in another area and they have something else to bring, you know, wonderful to bring to the table. So think about that. Now pay attention to your goals, your visions, and your dreams. And when we look at our actual goals and we're honest with ourselves, and that's going to tell you who the real you is. If you see yourself as this person who wears designer clothes all the time and you wear your hair a certain way, it's impeccable and everything is just so pristine and in order, that's the real you. And there's nothing wrong with being that person, looking that way. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. So you want to take a look, whatever it is you're visualizing at the higher level, that's the real you, because we don't get visions that we're not capable of making happen. Okay. And when I say visions that we're not capable, I'm saying if you visualize that you are supposed to be a multimillionaire, then on some level you are capable of doing that. And that may mean that you have a journey. In other words, you have to, you know, expand your thinking. You have to expand the amount of work that you're doing. You have to connect with the right people. So there's a process that you have to go through. And just because you are not actually living your most authentic life, your ultimate dream life today, that does not mean that it's not for you. Just because there's a lot of crazy things that are going on in society right now, once again, it does not mean that you're supposed to, you know, put your attention on that and take your attention off of living your highest and best life. So pay attention to your goals, visions, and dreams. Second thing, look at what makes you unhappy. Now, I talked about this a little bit on Monday's podcast when we talked about when goal achievement is challenging, what's going on. Look at what's making you unhappy. If you're unhappy about the amount of money you're bringing in, if you're unhappy about the friends that you are hanging out with, if you are unhappy about the job that you're on, if you just have a whole list of unhappy things, then you are being someone that you're not supposed to be. Don't get me wrong. There are times when no matter if we have everything we've ever wanted, there are times when we're just going to be unhappy. We're just going to wake up one day and just have what I call an off day. You know, I hear some people say, I never have an off day. Well, I don't know about that one. But I can honestly say I've had an off day here or there. So you can, if you're unhappy about something, okay, and we're talking about being unhappy all the time. I know there was a girl in when I was in the military, and I'm not going to call her name. And oddly enough, you know, it's been years, but I remember her name because she complained all the time. She was not a happy person. I mean, she was always complaining about something, and she always had something negative to say. And she was so rude. And one of the things that she didn't like about me is, we all wore the fatigues and everything, which is cool. But what she didn't like about me is that as soon as I was off duty, I would put on a dress. I was raised to wear dresses, and quite frankly, I have the legs to pull it off. So the thing is that she thought she would call me Miss Prissy and, oh, you think you're better than us. And I'm thinking to myself, that's like the farthest thing from my mind. But I'm just doing me. Okay, so I didn't make excuses. I didn't give her an explanation. I pretty much tuned her out. But the point that I'm making is that she had some very good talents in other areas. She was a great dancer and she could sing really well. However, we all at that point in my military career, we were working in the administrative section, and we were all in this admin section, and we worked together. She absolutely hated working in the admin section, and she would complain, as I said, about every little thing. Now, when I first went into the military, I was in admin, but ultimately, the rest of my career, I spent a good portion of it. I'll say it like that. I spent a good portion of my military career in the Army band. And before you're thinking that was an easy job, it was not an easy job. We still had to qualify with the weapon. We still had to do soldierly duties. And plus, we still had to go on tour here and there and perform. So many times we were exhausted. But the point back to her is that we were all in this admin section together, and there was the competition, the singing competition. And I entered that competition and I actually won. And I'll be honest, back then, I was surprised. I knew I could sing, but I don't know. I was just really surprised that I was going to win. I entered the contest on a bet. So I gave it my best because I wanted to win the bet, but I actually didn't think I was going to win, but I did. I wanted to win. So the point is that she also entered the contest. Now, the way this thing played out, opportunities and doors opened for me that allowed me to become a part of the Army band, and no opportunities opened up for her, and she went back to admin, and she continued to complain. So the point of the story is that she was a very unhappy person. And that was a strong indication that she was not living her most authentic life. She was not being her real self. The real self, the person she was underneath all of that anger, all of that complaining, all of that just completely being dissatisfied with everything. Underneath all of that was a person who could really sing beautifully and a person who had a really good heart and it only came out. I saw it come out just once, and that's when her husband came to visit her at work, and he brought their children. And all of a sudden, I saw this really sweet woman. Now, a part of the real part of her was that she was a good mother. The other part is she was unhappy with what she was doing for a living. So you want to take a look at, your life in that way so that you can see the real you. Because I believe that if she had stepped up to become her real self and found a way to get into that army band or find a way to just sing, even if she didn't get into the army band, sing after hours, whatever she had to do, I think that she would have stopped complaining and she would not have been an unhappy person. So you want to look at what's making you unhappy. The third and final point that I have for you is that look at what's making you happy. So or what makes you happy. When you're both make and making, in other words, when you're doing something and you're like, wow, I could do this all day, or you're doing something free and you go, man, I could do this for a living. I love doing blank. You fill in the blank. And when you can actually see what really excites you, what really kind of sets you on fire, and not just in terms of a career, but just your overall life. Man, I love hanging over here with my friends. I love it when we get together for tea. I love when we meet at the cafe and we all sit around and we talk about our week and we joke and we laugh a lot. So I love these things. And if these things make you happy and you have denied yourself these things, then you are not a happy person. Because of that, you are not going to actually live a full, happy life, because you're constantly denying yourself the things that make you happy. I think it's important for us to be ourselves in this day and time. It's so important that we go for authenticity. It's so important that we do things for our own approval and not because of the disapproval or for the approval of others. Because we do things because someone disapproves, we stop doing it. I see this all the time on the internet. Oh, so-and-so apologized for saying this. Now, granted, if you're like super rude and you say something that is, let's say, really obnoxious and insulting to people, that's something very different. You perhaps should apologize for that. But on the other hand, if you say something and you really didn't mean it, or you say something that someone else doesn't like, and I'm trying to think of her name. Well, I don't remember her name at the moment. It was an actress, and I don't want to say the wrong person because I'm thinking Ariana Grande, and I may be wrong about that, but she recommended the Slim Fast Keto cups as a great snack. And man, people criticized her and said that she was recommending things that were bad for people, and the list goes on and on. And I'm like, man, and she immediately apologized and she shut it down. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I would not have apologized. I would say what I want to say because I want to say it and because it's something I believe in. And hey, that's okay. It's up to me or anyone listening to me as an adult to decide, hey, I don't think I want to eat those because they're not healthy. So the point that I'm making is that, you know, you want to do what makes you happy for your own approval. Okay, because we're living in this world where everybody's they're so wound so tightly. Don't let anybody wind you tightly. Don't let anybody cause you to back away from the real you. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this wonderful Wednesday. We're going to be back on Thriving Thursday with lots more. And you know what? Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.